online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A man who stood and watched as a teenage girl drowned off the Kent coast has been jailed for 5.5 years. Nicola's got the latest.
Well, 17-year-old Becky Morgan was spotted in the water at Ramsgate Harbour last May. She was unable to get out and her body was later recovered in Broadstairs. Michael Bowditch, who's 21 and from Prestedge Avenue in Ramsgate, admitted manslaughter but says he doesn't know how she ended up in the water. While the judge accepted it's unclear how she fell in, he concluded Bowditch's lack of care and delay in raising the alarm contributed to her death.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police have arrested a man after a woman was attacked at a block of flats in Maidstone. Emergency services were called to Marsham Street in the town centre at around 11 this morning. The air ambulance was also called. It landed in Vinters Park. The government's published its legislation seeking Parliament's approval to begin the formal process of leaving the EU. The Brexit Secretary, David Davis, says the ministers are committed to getting on with the job. Now, it's being described as the biggest shake-up in local government in decades. A so-called super council looks set to be a step closer in Kent. Joe has more on this for KMFM.
Well, leaders in Canterbury, Dover, Shepway and Thanet have confirmed they're seriously considering the idea of merging in a bid to improve services and save money. However, if approved, it could see some council tax bills go up. Here's Canterbury City Council leader Simon Cook.
It's a very different self-contained economy with very different needs, and one solution for the whole of Kent isn't the right way to go. So East Kent, very similar, very coherent place, and working together will only be good for our economy.
Well, Ashford's decided it's not going to join them, though. Jerry Clarkson is leader there.
They're much better without us on this merger. We're certainly better, and we're in harmony with that. We both understand that, and it's excellent. It's rather refreshing that we all do understand that, and we're all still united.
Uni of Kent Professor Richard Scase would like to see a similar thing happen across other parts of Kent.
I think local government in the UK is a mess. Well, particularly here in Kent, where we have a dual structure, Kent County Council, and then beneath that, the district councils. This can't be an efficient way to operate.
There'll be a decision in March on whether to go ahead with a public consultation. If it's all approved, the first election of councils will be in 2019.
KMFM News.
A man's been charged with several offences after a number of people were attacked in Canterbury. The 24-year-old who doesn't have a fixed address is accused of 6 assaults, failing to stop and driving without a licence. Police were called to Waitrose in St George's Place on Tuesday night. It's emerged Kent's biggest hospital was struggling to cope with a number of patients earlier this month. Medway Maritime in Gillingham recorded a major alert during the second week of January. Bosses say it is still very busy, but the majority of people are being seen quickly and safely. Well, meantime, there's a new warning today that Kent's ambulance service is struggling to cope after it missed all of its response time targets. The reports found an ageing population and cuts to social care means there's more pressure on paramedics than ever before. South East Coast Ambulance Service only responded to 3/4 of the most serious 999 calls in 8 minutes. Gemma Davidson left her job as a paramedic because she didn't enjoy it.
I was very young and higher qualified, but with a lot less experience than my colleagues. It was quite difficult at the time, but I got very frustrated with the service users because all this high level of training that I had wasn't put into use 100% of the time.
Network Rail has apologised to Kent's commuters whose journeys have been disrupted because of a derailed freight train. Around 50 metres of the line at Lewisham now have to be replaced after it came off the tracks on Tuesday morning. Disruptions expected on Southeastern for the rest of the week. Chris Denham's from Network Rail.
Until their investigation is complete, it's very difficult for us to know exactly what happened and how we can guard against it in future. But certainly as soon as we have that information, then we will be drawing lessons learned from it.
Kent's been given almost £1.5 million to try and encourage more of us to get on our bikes. It's going to be spent over the next 3 years on things like extra bike storage, road safety measures and pedestrian maps. The cash is part of a bigger government fund being shared out across the country to reduce car journeys. And Tim Peake says he's hugely excited about going back into space. The British astronaut announced he's going to be returning to the International Space Station for a second mission. The married dad of two's revealed what he's most looking forward to.
The one thing that you miss is the view of planet Earth, of course. It's the most spectacular thing you can possibly see, and it's what most astronauts enjoy doing on their spare time. But also just being involved in the space program is hugely rewarding.
Well, that's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Cold and cloudy this afternoon, highs of 2 in Maidstone and Dover.
Weather.
With HomePlus, for quality oak furniture. Everyone shops at HomePlus.